it's so interesting. David Singer had a piece in the New York Times last week about the Obama administration's secret cyber warfare program against North Korea, because basically they concluded that the missile defense system is truly ineffective, and that, you know, even in the most pristine environmental or climatic conditions, that 50% of the tests failed. And so I think it's truly a testament why, if, you know, there is no demand coming from South Korea. They're not saying, please give us this THAAD missile defense system. In fact, there's massive protests in Songju and Gimcheon, where the two potential sites are. And it's creating havoc for South Korea-China relations, because China is obviously angered because they view the THAAD missile defense system there as a surveillance tool. It's not really there to block North Korean missiles. Plenty of experts have shown that it would be ineffective as a deterrence from North Korean missiles. So it is creating a very dangerous situation for the Korean Peninsula. And I hope that there will be some possibility of creating a neutral, nuclear-free zone for the Korean Peninsula, because it has become ground zero for the geopolitical arms race between the U.S. and China.